Of everyone, we are on page 249. We're really in the middle of Sif Beis, moving on to page 250. We are talking over here about needing to go to the bathroom before davening. During davening, we talked in Sif Aleph is about having to check yourself before davening. If you see you have to go to the bathroom, all the lachas that pertain to this, generally you're not allowed to start davening, even if you could hold it in for 72 minutes. Now, I think there's a lot of confusion just to understand the different levels. Again, I'm going to chazer something and just to clarify other things. There's a level that you don't have to go to the bathroom. Including that level of not having to go to the bathroom, we said, is that even if you might have a small little urge that you feel, but you would be ultimately seach dasam, you were davening, you wouldn't think about it at all. That's considered like you're not having to go to the bathroom at all. We saw that last time, and therefore you'd be allowed to daven even lechatchila in that scenario. The second level is that you could hold yourself for 72 minutes, but you have an urge. You have some type of urge, you have to go to the bathroom, you'd be able to hold it in 72 minutes. Lechatchila, you're not allowed to daven. If you daven, but you're going to do yotzi. And then, if you can't hold yourself within 72 minutes now, there's still two levels. One level, you can't hold yourself 72 minutes, but you're not mamish like holding yourself in every second. It's not like nidchak, it's not like something like your mamish have to run to the bathroom, but you wouldn't be able to hold yourself in 72 minutes. That tefillah is to'eva. Your tefillah is a to'eva, and that is not going to. But however, you're not over the iser daraisa of Baal Derabanan, perhaps of Baal Tishaksu. Baal Tishaksu is when you mamish are holding yourself in from going to the bathroom. That's the level of Baal Tishaksu. That gets into the next level of when you are in the middle of davening. Okay, so then we saw over here, once again, let's read the Mechaber inside. All of a sudden you have a time you have to go to the bathroom in the little tefillah. Yamid Atzu Achi, Marv Lo Yasik, you're allowed to hold yourself in until you've done Mishmon Esrei. You've done Mishmon Esrei, then you'll go to the bathroom. Now, there are different, there's another halacha in Shulchan Aruch that we'll see later on, and that is, and they're going to learn a lot of din from over here to that din, and that's basically what the yisod is over here, is that let's say you have a minion. If you have a minion, and then you're in the middle of davening, one guy leaves. Okay, he has to go to the house, whatever, even for a good reason. You're left with nine people. The halacha is, you're allowed to finish with that minion, anything you started, you're allowed to finish. That inyan of davening, you're allowed to start. In the middle of Chazar Shasi leaves, you're allowed to finish Chazar Shasi, even though you only have nine people left in the minyan. However, you're not allowed to start the next inyan that requires a minyan. Same thing over here. Even though you're allowed to finish whatever inyan you are while you have to go to the bathroom, once you're done with that inyan, you're not allowed to continue with the next thing. Therefore, the Mishnah points out, okay, in Sikhat and Ches, third line, Inu Poshet. Once you're done with your Shmona Esrei, also lo la'amid atzmo odu lomar kedusha. You can't wait for them to get kedusha, and that's that because kedusha is a separate inyan. Kizau inyan acher, that's a separate inyan, and therefore, you would have to go to the bathroom. Okay, if you could hold yourself in for 72 minutes, now we said last time the halacha is much more makel when it comes to everything outside of Shmona Esrei. If you could hold yourself in for 72 minutes, the Prima Godim held that you're allowed to answer Kedusha, you're allowed to answer Kaddish, you're allowed to say Kriyat Shema, you're allowed to learn Torah, and all those cases. Okay, brought down a machlokas, but there is what to be stomach on if you could hold yourself in for 72 minutes of this. So it's only time, if you can't hold yourself in 72 minutes, immediately when you're done davening, you have to go straight to the bathroom. And then we get into the other things. V'im b'shas kriyat shema b'ruch ha'san nis oror b'ein l'ktanim b'ein l'gdolim kori k'darko. In the time of kriyat shema, all of a sudden, you have to go to the bathroom badly, whether it's k'tanim or whether it's k'dolim, you're allowed to kori k'darko, you're allowed to finish that inyan of b'ruch ha'kriyat shema. So now it's a little tricky over here, because where are you going to stop? Okay, so over here, the Mishnah Berurah points out over here in Siv Katan Tes, wrote to Lomar, after Kriyat Shema Birch HaSahu Yochol Leilech B'makom Zelu B'makom Achet, even though you're allowed to move around during Kriyat Shema, there's no din of standing in your place like by Shemun Esrei. Lepano Shamo Latim, when you go to the bathroom or one or Ketanim or Gedolim, Koshin Sayim B'Sof Asif. Afilo Achim Imu wrote, if he decides who Yochol Likros Kedark, he's allowed to go ahead and read Kriyat Shema and finish it off. Vein Tzarek Lasek, Kedem Mikodem, Badek Adatzel, since he didn't have to go to the bathroom before, and now all of a sudden he has to go to the bathroom, he's allowed to continue down. This is only going to be mutter, the Mishnah Berurah says, the Beralacha fleshes out until Shemona Esrei. Once again, Shemona Esrei is going to be a new inyan. You're not allowed to start Shemona Esrei according to the Mishnah Berurah. Shemona Esrei doing inyan acher, Asr lo leimar, kevenu tzarech l'nekava. You would not be allowed to start Shemona Esrei since he has to go to the bathroom. Al Kain says the Mishnah Berurah, Yirla Hasik Al Kopanim Bebirkas Emes Yatsi. You should stop in the middle of Emes Yatsi. Let's say on the Kavav. Kadesh Shiyuchal Achakach Lismoke Gula Kfil. Don't get to the end of Gal Yisrael. You get to the end of Gal Yisrael, and then you go to the bathroom. You're gonna lose out on Smichas Gula Kfil. Right after Gal Yisrael, you want to start Shemar Esrei. That's the psak of the Mishnah Berurah. If you turn to the back of the Krach, Moreinim Rabbeinu Nevinsal. He points out this is not so geschmack over here. There's no good place to stop in the middle of Birkas Kriyat Shema and Kriyat Shema. He says over here, in Dir Masla Achmon Esrei, the Hemshechem of page 249, on page Kufnun Gimel in the back, says, Tzarechien, Hayerusham Ein Minyan Lachen Loyan Shech Liyos Yamid. Over there, by the case where he is doing to by the minion leaves. Okay, the minion left. So what are you going to do? You can't start Shmoneh Esrei. It's not considered a tzibur. Okay, but you're not going to lose out on Gal Yisrael. You'll still daven Gula Gal Yisrael and Shmoneh Esrei b'yachidus. Okay, that's what he starts off. Aval kan mikdani ad nisa shematzi sichul gulul tefil. If you daven until Shmoneh Esrei, he'll lose out on smichas gulul tefil like the Mishnah Berurah says. I am Mishnah Berurah. He couldn't test. Dad lav dapko. So therefore, the Mishnah Berurah himself said, stop in the middle. But then he says this is not good either. Eliyasik yibirkas emesi yatziv begam bezet sarachin. Dein lahasik b'ensa abrocha. You're imasik in the middle of a bracha. This is not so geschmack. Therefore, he says, v'ayin baruch ha-shuchan. This is why you follow God to an esrei. The baruch ha-shuchan says, when you start birkas kriyat shema, since there's no good place to stop to right now to go to the bathroom, you can even dive in shmona esrei so long it's not going to be pal t'shach. You don't have to go like immediately. Even if you can't hold yourself in so well, you'll allow to dive in shmona esrei since before you start birkas kriyat shema, you did not have to go to the bathroom. That's all with like an emergency. All of a sudden you have this orlo taiva. You have the aruch ha-shulchan to rely on if you even want to dive in Shemar Esrei. That's not the psak of the Mishnah Berurah. The Mishnah Berurah clearly states over here, stop in the middle of Emes Yatzim, go to the bathroom, and then come back. You finish up till Gal Yisrael, and you start your Shemar Esrei, even though at that point probably you were mafsid, filo up at Tzibur. But the aruch ha-shulchan holds you allowed even go ahead and finish off your Shemar Esrei. Okay, so that is the din over here. Moving on, then the Mishnah Berurah, then the Ramah comes in. And he says, Vidafka, that which you're allowed to go ahead, you have the right to go ahead. And then continue saying, Birkas Kriyat Shema and Kriyat Shema. Dafka, and this is the same thing by Shemar Esrei. Dafka, She'ina Misauko, Kachti Yisbeibu, Mishum Baal Teshaksu. That's only, says the Ramah, if you don't have to hold yourself in so bad that your Ramah have to need Chak Atzmo to hold it in. If you have to do that, you're over this or about Teshaksu. But if you're going to be about the shaks, then it's better to go ahead and go to the bathroom. That's the psak of the Ramah. If you're going to be over the Isra about the shaks, better to go to the bathroom. However, even on this, the Magen Avram says this. If Kodin Yod Aleph, I know Magen Avram, three lines in. And he says, if you're in the middle of a tzibur, don't stop at the tefillah minei kavod abrias. To stop in the middle of your Shemar Esrei and run out to the bathroom, it's embarrassing. Therefore, you have an in of kavod abrias. Kavod abrias is docha. Isuri derabanan, even some isuri deraisas. And therefore, the Magen Avraham paskins that even if he's going to be over about the shaksu, and the need to go to the bathroom just started right now. Right now, miyad, it started. You didn't have to go to the bathroom before. He says you're allowed to finish your Shemar Esrei even if you're going to be over this or about to shak. So because of Kavod Brios, you don't have to do it. This is only if you're going to be embarrassed. You're not going to be embarrassed. Much better to go to the bathroom, like the Ramah says, and even the Magen Avraham would agree to that. Okay? So you have a lot of pratim over here, but that is the bottom line. The line, Vim Ratzel over here, and this points out, and then the Chara goes back to the din of Kriyat Shema. Vim Ratzel Harchig Lahatel Maimosa. He says you're allowed to finish Birkas Kriyat Shema and Kriyat Shema if you want to. But if you want to go to the bathroom, because you want to go, you're ahead of the tzibur, you're not afraid you're going to miss a little bit tzibur. Whatever it is, you want to choose to go to the bathroom, you're allowed to go to the bathroom in the middle of Birkas Kriyat Shema and Kriyat Shema. Once again, the halacha is if you go to the bathroom, whether it's Shemar Esrei or Birkas Kriyat Shema, the halacha is, since this is shak, this is considered a halachic onus, since Allah tells you to go to the bathroom. Therefore, if you're going to be shak, they leave more askula. In a case where you were required to go to the bathroom, then when you come back, if you waited the time it takes to finish, if you're in Kriyat Shema, Birkas Kriyat Shema, the time it takes to take Birkas Kriyat Shema and Kriyat Shema, let's say that's 3-4 minutes. If it took you more than 3-4 minutes, you have to go back to the beginning of Birkas Kriyat Shema again. If you're in Shmona Esrei, if let's say it takes you 6 minutes to say Shmona Esrei, if it took you 6 minutes to go to the bathroom, or more than 6 minutes, you have to go back to the beginning of Shmona Esrei. If it took you less time than it takes to say Birkas Kriyat Shema, or less time it takes to say Shmona Esrei, you go back to wherever you left off in those brachas. Okay, you go back to the beginning of the bracha that you left off in the middle of Shmona Esrei, and you would continue from there. Okay, so that is the halachas of going to the bathroom. They're very complicated over here, because there's so many different pratim of how bad, you have to go to the bathroom, you have to be very intellectually honest, you have to be also conscious of your body to understand how much you could hold it in, you can't hold it in. Let's crunch this halacha lemaisas like this. If you're before davening and you didn't start davening yet, any time in terms of Shmona Esrei, even if you could hold yourself in for 72 minutes, even as long as it's a real hisoros, it's not just something that you'll be able to miss Yach Tasram, you're required to go to the bathroom, even if you're going to miss Tefillah B'tzibur. We said if you're going to miss Tefillah altogether, you're going to miss Zman Tefillah, then we said yesterday that you can rely on Shitas Rashi, that you're allowed to daven, as long as you can hold it in for 72 minutes. Okay? If you can't hold it in for 72 minutes, your Tefillah is not a good Tefillah, and you would have to repeat it again. If the Isaurus comes in the middle of Tefillah, if you could hold it in, it's not going to be Balteshak, so you could hold it in, even if it's going to be less than 72 minutes. But it's Ma'amash, now you don't have Nitchak at Atzmo, so then you should just finish your Shmona Esrei, for sure finish Birkas Kriyat Shema, and Kriyat Shema, if you're going to be over Balteshak, so then it depends. If you're going to be embarrassed to leave right now in the middle of your Shmona Esrei, so you should leave in the middle of your Shmona Esrei. Anyways, if you can leave, you should better leave in your Shmona Esrei, because anyways, once you're at that level, it's going to be Balteshak, so it's going to be very difficult to have any concentration in your Tefillah whatsoever. Better to go out to the bathroom. Terms of Birkas Kriyat Shema, we're a little bit more makeup, both sides. You really have a right to do whatever you want. You want to go to the bathroom, go to the bathroom. If you don't want to go to the bathroom, as long as I can be over Balteshaksu, so you're allowed to go ahead and continue davening. Okay, now let's move on. Siv Gimel. Okay, Talmud Torah. By the way, Talmud Torah, we're even more makeup. Okay, Talmud Torah, look inside Biralacha. It starts on the previous page, Korah Kedarko. And Dear Master Korah Kedarko, okay, he says like this. He starts off in terms of Kriyas HaTorah. Pasha, do what didn't he? Hitcha lishma Kriyas HaTorah. You know, hearing started hearing Kriyas HaTorah. V'kodin zelo yatzarech l'nekavin. You didn't have to go to the bathroom before. U'be'ensin yisar lo taiva k'tas v'ovin. Chaimbo mishum bal tashaksu. Motu lo lishma kol Kriyas HaTorah. L'anaz Baruch Hashem Baruch Li'olam V'ad. He's allowed to hear all Kriyas HaTorah. And say Baruch Hashem Baruch Li'olam V'ad. The answer to the brachas. Three lines down. He says, Venira. Do it din b'divrei Torah. The same applies by divrei Torah. Imu lo meid ba'atzmo, if he's learning on his own. V'konam alim aloi hatzarech l'nekav, before learning he didn't have to go to the bathroom. U'b'atzin yana, now he's got like a 6 hour straight seder, so he's going to have to go to the bathroom at some point. He's learning b'rzifus gishmak metza in yana, and he'll start a little taiva k'tas, and all of a sudden he has a little taiva to go to the bathroom. Ashu mishar ba'atzo, shein yochel atzor, that's at shir parisla. Even if he can't hold himself in for 72 minutes, hafilu hochi, motu ligmar, ligmar, and he can finish that sugya. He can finish the sugya up as long as he's not going to be over Balteshak, so he can't hold it in for 72 minutes, but he can hold it in for a half hour. Finish up his liman, kavachomer, if he's learning with chavrusa, he can go ahead and finish off the inyan. There's no problem with that. In the end, he says, for sure, if you can hold it more than 72 minutes, also lo lahachmi, should not go to the bathroom at all. He should go ahead and continue his steigen and continue from there. Sif Gimel. Tzarich kod and tefillah, we're talking about over here, different ways of preparing for davening. We talked about how to dress for davening in Sadi Aleph. Okay, we're talking about over here, to check yourself, you don't have to go to the bathroom before davening starts. Don't wait till you're in the middle of Shmona Esrei to figure out that you have to go to the bathroom. Okay, that's Sif Aleph. Beis is what happens if in the middle of Shmona Esrei. If you know now over here, other things are going to be mafri in your tefillah. Okay, that you should take care of also. Tzarich kod and tefillah, la'asar kicho v'niyah v'chol dover atarda. Someone's got a cold. Someone's got phlegm. You should go phlegm up before you dive in Shmona Esrei. You don't have to start hacking loogies in the middle of Shmona Esrei. You should take care of that before Shmona Esrei. So then you don't start bothering yourself and bothering other people around you before Shmona Esrei. It applies like anything that might free you during davening. I don't know, you like to tuck in your shirt before davening. So like that, don't start dealing with tucking in your shirt when you're about to start Shmona Esrei. Huh? Deal with yourself before in kodem tefillah. Go ahead and prepare yourself before you die. That gets into Sif Dalid, and we're going to start today. We're not going to be able to finish Dalid Ego together over here. And that is washing before davening. Washing your hands before davening. What's the halacha in terms of washing before davening? So we saw all the way earlier on in Siman Dalid. In Siman Dalid, talk about washing Nitzilas Yadayim in the morning. One of the shitas, the reason why we have to wash ourselves in the morning before Tefillah, not besides for the fact that you have to wash four times or three times on each hand to get off your ruach ra in the morning. There's a separate din, says the Rosh, is that you have to wash yourself for tefillah. Okay, so as soon as you're ready for davening, you have to wash yourself the hands for tefillah because your hands got dirty when you're getting dressed and stuff like this. Okay, based on this, we learned that it's not only by a shachris, by mincha and ma'ariv also, you have to wash yourself before davening. We'll soon see that in the Mishnah Berurah. Look in Sif Dalet. Sarach lirchos yodav b'mayim im yesh. You have to wash your hands with water. If you have water, you have to go ahead and wash your hands with water before davening. Vim Ainlo, Sarach Lasarach Ream Ad Parsa, similar to the din of Binyan, you have to chase after water to prepare yourself for davening until 72 minutes. You have to go find water in order to wash yourself before davening. Okay, we'll get to the rest in just one moment. Okay, now, says the Mishnah Berurah over here, as I said moments ago. Says the Mishnah Berurah, Siv Katan Yud Gimel, V'gamlet Tfilas Mincha Ma'ariv, Tzarech Netilah, come and say in Reish Lama Gimel, Siv Beis, Reish Lama Gimel, Siv Mincha Ma'ariv also requires Netilas Daim. So anything we're talking about over here is not just Shachris, it's by Mincha Ma'ariv also. Now, you have to know there are different types of washings. What do I mean by that? Okay, that is, it depends what is the status of your hands. Okay, sometimes your status of your hands is they're completely clean. You wash your hands 5 minutes ago, you know they didn't get dirty, so you have clean hands. You don't have to wash your hands if you know you just washed your hands before, and they're clean already before I daven. So even though you're about to daven now, 5 minutes early you happen to go to the bathroom and you wash your hands very well. Okay, so now your hands are clean for daven. You know you didn't touch anything dirty again. Those are called clean hands. On the other side is, let's say you wash your hands in the morning, but you know you also got dressed and you touched your armpit and you scratched your scalp and stuff like that. So you know your hands are dirty. Those are called dirty hands. Yadav meluchlachos. Okay? There's a middle category, and that is you don't know what the status of your hands. You know you wash your hands sometimes before, but you didn't really pay attention in the meantime. Generally, your hands are what we call stam yadayim. Stam yadayim is that, I don't know, they're clean, they're dirty. Well, some point today I washed them. I don't know if I touched my armpit. I don't know if I scratched my head. I don't know if I went to the bathroom in the middle. Okay? I don't know. So that's called stam yadayim. What requires netila for tefillah? So over here, we see over here that even stam yadayim, okay? Even stam yadayim require, well, how do we know this? Because we'll see over here, look inside Mishnah Berurah's Yud Gimel and Tezvav. Mishnah Berurah, first in Siv Katan Yud Gimel, says the following. Second line, V'dasa Rambam, V'dasa Rambam, this is very scary. V'hecha d'tzarech litol yadav, in a case where you have to wash your hands, V'lo natol, you didn't wash your hands, V'gam lo nika otam b'tzori, you didn't wash them in what we call ko midi menaki, there's washing your with water, which is the highest level of cleanliness. There's a second level if you wash, you rub your hands on an abrasive surface, okay? That's called rinsing your hands with ko midi menaki, that also cleanses your hands. Says the Rambam, if your hands are dirty and you didn't clean your hands with water, and V'lo natol otam b'tzori, you didn't take it on a rack or something like to clean off your hands, Afilu b'diavid ein tefilas tefila. Okay, even b'diavid your tefila is not a good tefila. V'tzarich ein l'din. Okay, lizal tzarich ein is not so pashut. The Rambam is correct, but according to the Rambam, your tefila is not a good tefila. You'd have to daven again if you didn't wash your hands. Now, says the Mishnah Berurah over here. Okay, even though the Mishnah Berurah in the end says vayim beralach shvarim de'in chozel mitpalo, at the end of the day, some on other shitas that says we don't wash our hands again. Okay, however, says Mishnah Berurah, look inside ki katan tezvav. The only thing over here, tzarech lachzor acharim ad parsa, you have to go after them out of parsa, v'davka shiodam shem luchlachos. That's only when you know your hands are dirty, you have to start running after water 72 minutes. Avol b'stam yadayim meko b'samech b'seif hei. If you have what we call stam yadayim, you don't know they're for sure dirty, if you have water, you're definitely supposed to wash. But you don't have to start traveling after the water in order to go ahead and wash your hands. Oh, what about rubbing them on the back of a chair or a rock or on something else that would clean them if you don't have water in front of you? Let's say the closest water is 10 minutes away. So we see over here, if you have stam yadayim, you know, or you don't know the fact that you dirtied your hands, so you don't have to go after them. But what about washing v'kol midi v'naki, where you're required to do that? That's a machlokas brought down in the Bir Halacha. If you look over here, in Dir Masla, v'ein lo mayim, four lines down, he says, v'divri agro, v'biro mashma. According to the Mechaber, we hold Stam Yadayim is Kshirim L'Tfila B'diyev. L'chadchila you should wash your hands. You don't have water, you don't have to wash your hands for Tfila, says the Gra. Therefore, even to do a little bit of cleanliness and Kol Midi B'Nakei, you do not require to do. However, the Mishnah Berurah does not pass them like this. Look at the next line in the Bir Halacha. V'loratziti listom kein. I didn't want to pass like this. Mishum dahar bi achronim mefarshin kama ganavrim. Because many achronim don't pass like the Gra, they pass like the maganavrim. Ve'eli rab. V'al kopanim l'kuliyama das shochanar v'shat zrachom v'nagum makom motunaf. Ein dai b'nikayim af. So he says, even by stam yadayim, you should wash b'kovin yirin. Okay? And if you know your hands are for sure dirty, then you have to go after water and go find water, or at least rub your hands on any type of abrasive surface, and that would be good enough for tilo. So we see over here, you do have to wash your hands. One last thing is that according to Moreno Rabbeinu Rav Nevinzal, even though mother many posting do not pass them like this, Moreno Rabbeinu Rav Nevinzal is based on a prisha in Hilchos Mincha that this netila for tefillah requires a kli. Not three times, not four, and one time on each hand is good enough, but according to Nevinzal, you should wash with a kli if you have. If you don't have a kli, the next best thing is just rinse with water. That is better than kol minim minake, but to try and use a kli. Ad kan for today.